South Sudan's Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister, Deng Dao Deng, says President Salva Kiir was among the first leaders who sent a delegation to Khartoum to help push for Sudan to return to calm. He says the Kiir administration welcomes the agreement because South Sudan considers Sudan a strategic neighbor. He says the agreement means a return to stability and a calm in Sudan.
If there are crises in Sudan, it can spill over, you know, to South Sudan, and therefore stability in Sudan is stability in South Sudan. In terms of economy, we have interest on the passage of the oil, you know, to Port Sudan, and this is a great thing to us as a country. On humanitarian front, South Sudan depend largely on the services that are coming from the north to on the northern side of the border. You know, coming inside, we have refugees camp in Upper Nile and in Ruwen states, and they get service from Sudan.
Military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who led the October 25th coup, and Abdallah Hamdok signed the agreement Sunday. Under the deal, the military will release all civilian political leaders it had jailed last month, and Hamdok will lead a government of technocrats. They hailed al-Burhan for not suspending the Juba peace agreement, which brought armed opposition groups into the transitional government. He says he thinks yesterday's agreement boosts the Sudan's people's efforts to attain peace in their country. Deng also says Hamdok and al-Burhan should encourage other political leaders or forces to join the peace process. He calls on South Sudanese to learn from what happened in Sudan and avoid conflict.
I have to learn not to go to conflict. I have to learn not to, you know, not to take one-sided decisions like, you know, suspension of constitutions. One thing that we need to avoid is to keep our tempers down and to engage and build the consensus, and also look at the parameters of the constitution so that we, as people of South Sudan, we make our permanent constitution that will guide the people of South Sudan.
Deng says there are outstanding issues that Juba and Khartoum were supposed to address before last month's coup in Sudan. He says the border between South Sudan and Sudan was supposed to be opened so that traders continue to transport goods on the River Nile. He says the two countries had also agreed to revamp railway transport. Deng says South Sudan will continue to engage in a more open and transparent way with Sudan so as to have a better future with the country.
We will continue to deepen our bilateral relations so that we can continue to have a peaceful coexistence as neighbors, you know, not undermining ourselves, you know, and let our citizens benefit. We continue to discuss the post-independence, you know, cooperation agreement that has not yet been finalized. We have other issues like the unfinished situation in Abyei, and unless we have resolved it with Sudan, then that part of South Sudan will be able to be at peace. So we continue to have this engagement on issues of border, the border demarcation, so that the border between North and South, between South Sudan and Sudan, is properly demarcated.
Deng says the South Sudan government will wait for Sudan to form its government before officials resume talks on outstanding issues and reopening of the border crossing points. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.